in the limelight.
The long oppressed people of Bahrain have a date with destiny, and their democratic aspiration will eventually triumph over the repression of a ruthless and unrepresentative regime, says Kayhan International staff writer in an article published under the heading, "Is the repressive Al Khalifa minority regime nearing its end?" Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. We seem to be living in a topsy-turvy world, where realities are ignored and facts are disregarded, while forgeries, fabrications, and falsities circulate from the corridors of power in the capitals of the West to the pompous palaces of their unelected clients in the Arab world, with reverberations in the halls of the United Nations as well. One such center of corruption, repression, and perversion in our own region is the Persian Gulf statelets of Bahrain, which, while brutally suppressing the vast majority of the local population, hosts the U.S. Fifth Fleet in the hope of averting the inevitable, that is, the imminent end of the Al Khalifa minority regime of pirate origin. Now the tyrannical Sheikh Hamad, who since 2010 likes to call himself king, a title never used by his sire since their occupation of Bahrain in the early 19th century, has entered into an unnatural alliance with the illegal Zionist entity in the vain hope of survival. Though the Zionist premier Naftali Bennett visited Manama last February and spoke bombastic words of support for the Sheikh, he was not able to calm down the paranoia of his host about the Islamic Republic of Iran, whose principal policy of defending the rights of the oppressed people all over the world is making Hamad and his ilk increase their brutalities against the people of Bahrain. Even the Sheikh American overlords are beginning to admit that the Al Khalifa regime, in response to these fears, has imposed repression at home. According to statistics released by human rights bodies, in the last decade, death sentences have risen by 600%, and the political opposition has been thrown behind bars. Some 1,400 political prisoners are incarcerated in a single prison. The right of prisoners to weekly video calls with family members has been suspended in an arbitrary manner, and torture allegations are routine. Bahrain ranked 168 out of 180 countries on the 2021 World Press Freedom Index compiled by Reporters Without Borders, and it was the 144 out of 167 countries in the Economist Intelligence Unit's Democracy Index. Freedom House gave Bahrain miserable rankings in 2020 in political rights and internet freedom. Plus, reports are rife in the Western media that with Britain's connivance, the minority regime is subjecting underage children to imprisonment and threatening them with rape. At the same time, the Zionist technology is being used to spy on not just the dissidents, but on ordinary citizens by eavesdropping on their phone conversations, which is indicative of the extreme fear in which the Al Khalifa regime is engulfed. It is clear that neither the US nor the Zionists can prolong the survival of such a shaky and savage regime that sooner or later will be a thing of the past. The long-oppressed people of Bahrain have a date with destiny, and their democratic aspiration will eventually triumph over the repression of a ruthless and unrepresentative regime.